yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us will be near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together. If the fates allow.
It would, in the general scheme of things, figure that if I were going to select some music of the season, Christmas music, as it were, holiday music for some poor people out there, why wouldn't it be jazz? And if it's going to be jazz, it could only be Ella Fitzgerald. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Welcome to another hour of life, liberty, and all that jazz. Jeff Bennett here, back behind the microphone, some 10-odd minutes since I left it earlier. Thanks to, I'm glad I was there for John as he had to deal with some technical issues last hour. Enjoyed my short time with Bob Chapman. It was way too short. I could have done 2 hours sleeping, standing on my head, and picking my nose at the same time. Glad to have you here on this 21st day of December 2010 as the days dwindle down to a precious few right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. As we talked earlier during the last hour, taking a quick look at market reports, Dow Jones Industrial closed up 55 points today based on all sorts of great stories about how well that the financial and the banking industry is doing. And over the next couple of days, tomorrow and Thursday, we're going to have a very interesting discussion in a two-part series dealing specifically with the dirt, the real dirt, and the ins and outs of the foreclosure debacle. Because I'll guarantee you some of you are out there are facing it. Forewarned will be forearmed. We're going to give you ammunition to beat the bastards at their own game. NASDAQ closed up 18 points to end their session at 2668. S&P 500 up 8 to close at 1255. Global Dow in the aftermarket currently down a point at 2077. And oil, just a short while ago, broke $90 a barrel. It is up 27 cents a barrel right now at $90.09. Well. They told us they were going to jack it up just in time to go over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house. You better get out the horse and the hay and the buggy, honey. We can't afford the gas. Copper hit a record high today. Bob Chapman says, well, it's a little bit more of the J.P. Morgan Chase manipulation. It seems that they're going long on copper, they're going short on silver, and ever the twain shall meet, so that the financial industries will continue to reap the profits based on our needs. Makes you want to start going through that old penny jar. Maybe I ought to give you a little bit of a lesson on copper pennies. Oh, yeah. There's still pennies out there with copper. No, not those Lincoln cents from the last couple of years ago when they put the log cabin on the back. That would figure. Lincoln was a Republican, I think, and we got log cabin Republicans, and we just lifted Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Oh, well, you can go figure that. I wonder where they're putting the log this week. Go ask Barney. Yeah, I know. I'm saying things that are going to upset some of you. I don't care. It makes you think, doesn't it? Outside the box, doesn't it? We're going to go to a quick break. We'll be back. We're going to do what we're going to do. Stay with us, won't you?
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Come on, get set to go. Walking on the side of the street. Just get ready to be right down the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a bitter bat that comes?
I listened to dear Roberta Gamberini singing about the sunny side of the street. One of the questions I posed to Bob Chapman during the National Intel Hour last hour was having to do with Deutsche Bank. As I shared that a year or so ago, my wife and I began looking to buy another house. You know, markets have come down. I can afford it. My financial guy says, yes, you can afford a second payment. Of course, we don't really care because we're going to rent this place out and very likely not even bother paying the banks anymore, because as far as we're concerned, they can have this dump. But that's another story. And as I began to research, I began to find more and more of the homes that we were interested in acquiring. The paper, the mortgage, the alleged mortgage, was held by the Deutsche Bank. Now, that said, let's move forward. I also read a report late last night, and I cannot recall the number, but it was an amazing number, that Toyota Motor Company is going to have to pay an excessive fine to the U.S. federal government for the way they handled the recall issues and things of that nature. And this is a secondary. I think they already paid $90 million. Now they got to pay another $320-some-odd million. Well, then we find out that Deutsche Bank has now got to settle a tax shelter case, which they agreed to do today, for $553 million. That's right. Deutsche Bank has been fined $553 million for its involvement in fraudulent tax shelters in a settlement with the Department of Justice. Or is that just us? In which the firm admitted to criminal wrongdoing. A bank! Huh! Amazing! A bank openly, freely admitting to wrongdoing. Can you imagine what they're not admitting? Well, the Deutsche Bank is going to become an interesting part of our story over the next 2 days. Wednesday and Thursday, we are going to unfold a story for you that is so devastating to millions of people. If you know of anyone who is facing foreclosure right now, they've been given an eviction notice, or they're getting close to foreclosure because there's so many. You need to get as many people to tune in to the program tomorrow and Thursday as is humanly possible. I do not care if it's still 3 days or 4 days, shopping days left till Christmas. This program can make a big difference in their life. A big, big difference. Get them to tune in to Life, Liberty, and all that jazz for the next 2 days. Deutsche Bank is going to fit very nicely and snugly into the horror story we're going to unfold. Oh, it's not just a horror story. It is a story of hope for those who are facing foreclosure and, in fact, devastation. Hope you're not going to miss it. If you do, nothing else, record it. Buy the archives. Go back and get it if you're not going to be able to get it. But record it. Make it available to those who you know are going to need it. We talked yesterday, New York Attorney General Cuomo, that's Mario's son, sued Ernst & Young, huge accounting firm, one of the largest and most reputable accounting firms in this country, who helped Wall Street investment bank Lehman Brothers fraudulently conceal its deteriorating financial condition before it collapsed in September of 08. Bang! New York Attorney General Cuomo was suing Ernst & Young. It's about time. Recession forces a rise in low wages. The Great Recession, responsible for boosting unemployment at its highest levels in a generation, has sharply increased the percentage of working people who earn wages so paltry that they are struggling to survive. That according to a new report. And yet we are told that we came out of the recession in June of 2009. In the words of the great and grossly overweight Aretha Franklin, who's zooming who? Dan, I'm going to have to get that soundbite. We're going to have to use that sucker. Who's zooming who? Who? Those are the background singers, you know. Oh, that's right. We forgot to give you folks a market report. Sorry. I never know how up to date they are because there's a wide range of different criteria that each company uses. A lot of you go to Kitco and some of you just come to RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com. Some go here, some go there. There's a, you know,
but I go to Monix. I get the reports. Them numbers are right over at Monix.
Yeah, sure they are. Okay. Rhodium's even in the after hours at $2,400 an ounce. Palladium even, $752 an ounce, right where they were yesterday. Platinum at $1,720 an ounce. They're off a buck in the after hours. Silver down 4 cents. Still doing nicely at $29.33 an ounce, and gold is up $1.80 in the after hours, currently at $1,387.30 an ounce. And yet the manipulation goes on. But that's the end of my discussion of economics today. As I'd mentioned to Bob about a half an hour ago, we have watched something take place in this lame duck session of Congress that I don't think we have ever seen in our lifetimes before. Some of the most devastating. Look, they're trying to cram the START legislation down our throat. People like Lamar Alexander have jumped up and says, I'm going for it. Sounds good to me. We're going to be able to control them Russians. You ain't going to control them Russians. Not when you're caving in. Not when they have outproduced missiles many, many, many times over. I think I heard something last night that they claim to have something like 12,000 missiles more than we do in their arsenal, and yet we're about to sign a treaty that's supposed to allow each of us to come inspect the other one's goods? Come on, people. It means that if we go and make a determination that be due to Iraq or Iran or Hugo Chavez, that we need to increase our defense arsenal, we're not going to be able to do it under this treaty. But that seems to be okay with Obama and the rest of his progressives. Speaking of Chavez, Hugo Chavez, dictator for life, King Hugo, emperor of Venezuela, down in Caracas, Venezuela, excuse me. I'm sorry, my granddaughter's in here, and it's a good thing it wasn't the little one, because she'd have come unglued. By the way, so far she's doing fine. Hugo Chavez comes up with a new law, and it's signed into being, that is going to impose, now this becomes important, I want you to listen to this carefully, because when one socialistic, communistic, progressive scumbucket does it, you can guarantee that that someone of the ilk of a Barack Obama is going to come along and say, sure enough, baby, I like the sound of that, let's do that, man. Hugo Chavez has a new law that's going to impose broadcast-type regulations on the Internet down in Venezuela, saying that his government is going to protect the citizens against online crimes. Protect the citizens against online crimes. Of course, they're using the protect the children nonsense. Watch this. I don't normally answer a phone when I'm online, and the person I'm talking to, no, you are not online, but actually I'm on the air for the next 50 minutes, so you're going to need to call back in about an hour. Thank you. There's a lovely lass over in Ireland that's been trying to call me now for about 30 minutes, and she's going to have to wait until I'm off the air. So if you're out there, dear lady, yes, I'll be off the air in about 45 minutes. So this is what Hugo Chavez wants to do. Of course, he says he's for the children. We want to protect the children from pornography. Sure you do. But it's your buddies that are promoting the pornography. You notice who the biggest promoters of pornography in the world are? Well, let's just say that, number one, they're not Southern Baptists, as a rule. And that, number two, they are probably related to the international banksters. Why, hey, you get what I mean? What do you want? Sex always sells. I'll take my shekels and move on with my life. So this is the excuse that Hugo Chavez uses. Off. You're blocking my view. So, of course, there's a bunch of government opponents, you know, press freedom groups. They've all been critical of the plan. What, press freedom groups in Venezuela? They don't exist. Chavez's congressional allies want to extend what they call the social responsibility law. I bet that goes right along with that rich Corinthian leather stuff, right? They want to extend this social responsibility law to broadcast media to the Internet, banning messages that, get this, disrespect public authorities, incite or promote hatred or crimes, or are aimed at creating anxiety in the population. Look, I make no bones about it. There's nothing that I talk about on this program that's creating a degree of anxiety. I mean, if it is, duh. I don't know. Am I inciting or promoting hatred? Am I inciting or promoting crimes? No, hopefully I'm uncovering the crimes that are being perpetrated by our good friends up in Washington, D.C. But the banning of messages that disrespect public authorities? I'm guilty as charged, Yana. Sure enough, put me in a jail and throw away the key, baby. Because I got no use for public authorities. The first terminology is the term authority. Look, I wasn't a hippie. I wasn't, you know, I, I remember the 60s because I did live through them. I wasn't snorting. I wasn't smoking. I wasn't staying hired to kite. Eh, a little tipple, a little Who Had John, a little Cabassier, a little Chevis Regal. You know, that kind of stuff. But I wasn't doing the wacky weed, baby. That's what everybody else was doing. A lot of the guys that got wasted, nah, they were doing the wacky weed and they weren't paying attention. Hey, man, there's a bullet coming in my head. Yeah, okay, that's fine. But the fact of the matter is, yeah, I am now at the point that I do disrespect authority. But Hugo Chavez, he gonna shut that authority down, man. You not gonna talk about me this way. And so now we are facing in this country, what, anything any different? Oh, no, the FCC gets together, baby, and says, say, man, we're going to control the Internet. We don't want to be nobody talking bad about Obama, man. What you mean talking that way about John McCain and Lamar Alexander and John Boehner and Haley Barbour? What you talking that way about Michelle Obama for, man? Well, the fact of the matter is that they want to control the Internet. Look, we are facing a clear and present danger from this government. A danger that could easily cripple our nation's economy and information flow faster than an atomic bomb. And information is the key here. So, hey, man, I'm big time scared when I see the Marxists in the Obama-nama administration attempting to use administrative agencies to exert control over the Internet for the purposes of preserving freedom? Hey, man, I ain't so dumb. It's free, baby. Give me my check. Let's share with you the actions of a real Marxist dictator. That's right, my brother. Hugo. No, not Hugo Black. He was a justice. He was on the Supreme Court, Jack. No, I'm talking about Hugo Chavez. Does all this, you know, this business about defending plans for a law that would impose broadcast-type regulations on the Internet? Does all this sound familiar to you? I mean, you know, I'm going to turn on the TV here in 20 minutes. And the big hoo-ha in chief, living at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, man, the George Kingfish Stevens himself, Barack Obama, the dude from Chicago, the slug that never did squat, he gonna come on a TV and say, hey, man, that dude Jeff Bennett, he talk about me again. We gonna shut his buck down. We can't be listening to him. So we gonna change the law. Well, it's like we just shared with you. Chavez's congressional allies, they want to do this garbage to, you know, stop people like us who disrespect public authorities or incite or promote hatred or crimes. You be making them people so scared. You just want to make them buy gold and silver and a bunch of freeze-dried food because, well, they don't need to buy freeze-dried food, baby, because we now got SB 510. We going to make sure that your freeze-dried food and your storage food has got no contamination. Therefore, we're going to confiscate it all and check it out for you. By the way, we're going to tear them carrots up out your backyard. They want to shut us up. They want to shut us down. This isn't just for the Internet. They want to control the kind of information that comes out of a network such as RBN. And don't worry about some of the other networks. They're just spitting out spit. Look, all of this is exactly what the far-left Democrats and progressives and their fellow travelers have been claiming for these past few years. We got to stop Obama's plan to seize control over the Internet, but I don't know how easy it's going to be because, son of a gun, it passed on of its next stage today. They agreed to stop talking about it and vote on it, baby. None of this has a damn thing to do about stopping WikiLeaks. It's not about protecting the children. It's not about file sharing and piracy, and it certainly is not about controlling the access and rates offered by the internet service providers. It's about keeping you from finding out what corrupt politicians are doing to gain or maintain perpetual control over this nation while they loot our national treasury in order to purchase and reinforce their power and to move us towards a Marxist dictatorship like those in Cuba and Venezuela. The internet does not need government intervention nor regulation. The interoperability standards are developed by the IETF, the Internet Engineering Task Force. Enough of that. You got to have dinner. The assignment of top-level domains and routing information is handled by ICANN, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. And thirdly, access and pricing is handled by individual ISPs that is based on competition in a, I hate this term, relatively free market economy, as found under this little thing called capitalism. To force agreement with Obama's Marxist nationalization of the internet, the special interests are promised much in return for their support. Campaign contributions, media coverage, voter turnout. The content providers and distributors will be offered the services of the federal government to investigate and prosecute copyright infringement by all means, and piracy, and file sharing. What is meant by file sharing? Is that when some cat rips off a music file and sends it across town for his sister? Hey, baby, I'm gonna go on there tonight and I'm gonna rip off a copy of Brenda Lee singing, I'm sorry, so sorry. And I'm gonna email that to my sister because it was a song that was a favorite of ours when we were kids, but there was something funny that we made a joke out of it. But geez, I guess they're gonna wanna sue me for $2 million because my sister and I wanna have a memory. See if you can buy a 45 with Brenda Lee singing I'm Sorry on it today. Cost you big bucks, Jack. File sharing. Of course, the large telecommunications companies will be offered the opportunity to maintain their existing pricing monopolies to revive their failing business model by granting them access to charging, in addition to the connection costs, a piece of the content price. And newspapers will be offered a chance to convert their coverage to a digital format that can easily be shared without payment. Of course, that's only because the readership and the subscription base of the Chicago Tribune and the LA Times and the New York Times and the Podunk Iowa Backstreet Blues, whatever newspapers are out there, they're all in decline. People have had it. People are looking for real news. They're going out there finding real information. Who needs to buy a hard copy of the... You're welcome, Mike. Glad you got it. Who needs to go out and buy a hard copy of some stupid newspaper when you get it for free online? Hey, I got a Mac. It automatically comes with a free, unobstructed subscription to the New York Times. Not that it's the greatest publication coming down the pike, but I want to see what the enemy's talking about. States are going to be granted the right to tax all purchases on the internet, regardless of where the merchandise was purchased. The law enforcement agencies are going to be provided with even greater access when the ISPs openly engage in what they call deep packet mining, to examine the contents of each packet for the purpose of surcharging the transmission. You want to forward a column out to somebody because you've got a list? And you're trying to inform people, they want to charge you for every one of those articles that you forward. And the hypocrisy of the government containing spam and porn is absolutely ludicrous. But the story doesn't end here. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few moments. You'll find your fortune.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendovite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendovite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendovite. To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nothing I can say that folks don't criticize me, but I'm going to do just as I want to anyway.
Gonna do just as I want to anyway, Billie Holiday. Glad to have you back. I'm talking about the insanity of this new FCC garbage. Oh, they're just coming at you faster than can be. The House went ahead and passed the food safety bill. That's getting shoved down our, up our, in our ears or any other orifice they can find that's open. Don't pick up the soap. Now, the Senate advanced the arms treaty just a while ago, which, with the help of 11 Republic rats, some of them are lame duckers, some of them are going to face re-election in 2 years. They got to go, folks. The problem is, I'm scared to death that by the time re-election time comes along, most of the Tea Party favorites, etc., are going to be part of the problem rather than the solution. Come on. What else we got? Never mind that one. Okay, got to go, Punky. Now, we're talking tonight about this whole FCC debacle, what Hugo Chavez has done. Don't you find it interesting that one socialist, George Kingfish Stevens, or Uncle Reem Us, or whatever you want to call him, you know, this guy, the Republicans' new best friend, Barack Obama, he's trying to shove his ideas of the new FCC controls, the new net neutrality rules. Look, the federal regulators are poised to enact this controversial new rule affecting internet access. They're getting ready to do it. They want to ensure that Facebook updates and Google searches and Skype calls reach consumers' homes unimpeded. What a bunch of crap. I don't hear Hugo Chavez talking about Skype or Google or Facebook. Oh, that's right. He did talk about porn, as in sit on my Facebook. That's a different story. Yeah, there's groups that oppose the government's plans. Because, look, if the government really wanted to limit porn on the internet, they could have simply mandated the use of a XXX top-level domain and fined those who did not adhere to the addressing theme. Of course, the religious folk, they believe that this would make porn easier to obtain because it would all show up under an XXX cert. The porn providers, they didn't want to do it. They want to showcase their wares to a wider audience. Oh, Granny, don't get me going here. They did not want to be marginalized, no, they use butter, under a single top-level domain. And, of course, the major telecommunications companies are handsomely rewarded for carrying porn on their networks. That's right. The major telecommunications companies, all the baby bells, whatever they call themselves, Quest, that's right, they get paid big bucks for carrying porn on their networks. Oh, yeah, folks, the large companies love profit from porn traffic.
What do you want? They got the shekels? Hey, what a friend we got in Jesus.
Of course, as for the spammers, most use internet access located outside the U.S. and beyond its jurisdiction, using clever programming tricks and bots to sneak under the radar to provide their message. Government cannot control much of anything on the internet unless they employ their jackbooted thugs in the form of lawyers. You see, the government has little or no success controlling anything for the benefit of we the people. Everything is a political calculation, my friends, designed to keep the politicians in power and to secure continuous campaign funding and support. And if you don't think that some of your elected officials aren't getting their campaign coffers lined with porn money, you got another thing coming. It comes back to the old do as I say, not as I do. Now, I read a piece early this morning, and I got to tell you, I just, you remember yesterday I opened up the program, and I was on a rant about what country am I living in, or whose country is this anyway? Well, then after I start looking at headlines today, I'm thinking, who the hell is running this government? I'm seeing all these accolades for Stephen Colbert. Stephen Colbert is the latest rock god in politics. Is this guy planning on running for office? I mean, an old writer for Saturday Night Live did it, and guess where he's sitting? Yeah, Al Franken. He's sitting up in D.C. Well, listen to this. The Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, is, of course, going to vote this week if they haven't done it already. I got so much going on today, I don't know who's voted for what, but all I know is that I'm glad that soap is so small because I ain't going to bother bending over for it anymore. So they're going to vote on this so-called net neutrality rules that some of the progressives believe would fulfill a key Obama campaign promise to ensure that all internet traffic is created equal, treated equally. But instead, rules authored by FCC Chairman, now get this name, Julius Ganichowski. I told you this yesterday. There ain't no Southern Baptist named Julius. I mean, come on. You think Julius Sarosa was a Presbyterian or a Lutheran? Come on. So FCC Chairman Julius Ganichowski, Steen, would allow for a greater fractioning of the internet and data rationing on mobile and wired networks. That according to the analysis of the policies. Now, we've covered most of this. Most major network stakeholders like Verizon and AT&T would be able to sell bandwidth in capped tiers with overage charges for users who download too much information. And, of course, certain types of data traffic like peer-to-peer file transfers could be banned altogether. What's a peer? That's something that people jump off of when they're going to jump into the ocean or that they embark onto a cruise ship. Well, so if all this junk passes and telecoms are allowed to move forward with their plans, then, quote, the internet as we know it will cease to exist. That's why Tuesday, which was today, was such an important day. The FCC will be meeting to discuss those regulations, and we must make sure that its members understand that allowing corporations to control the internet is simply unacceptable. Well, that's all well and good, except that one's got to consider the source of those words. A guy who couldn't make it on his own radio show on Air America. Because after not too many months, all of a sudden, Air America discovered that, America just isn't ready for this progressive liberal talk. Of course not. They've had it shoved up their wazoos by the likes of Katie Couric for far too long. So Franken, who all of a sudden wants to pretend like he's one of the good guys, comes out and says that he's been calling the CEOs of major internet corporations seeking their public endorsement of a bill that would actually destroy the principle of net neutrality. He also called it troubling the fact that Obama and Ganichowski have campaigned convincingly for net neutrality and yet now appear poised to deal its death blow. Imagine if Comcast customers couldn't watch Netflix but were limited only to Comcast video on demand service, Franken continued. Or how about old reruns of Saturday Night Live, because with you as either a writer or a comic, probably get paid some shekels for reruns of that stuff. This stuff is becoming insane, my friends. We've got this country is literally in the palm of the hands of entertainers. I mean, look, enough is enough of all of this kind of crap. I must honestly say that maybe for once, Al Franken's actually come out and seen the light about something. But I want to know what his underlying reason is. All of these reasons, Franken says, is why net neutrality is the most important free speech issue of our time. Wait, this is the guy that didn't want anybody to have free speech. He says, and that's why when the FCC meets to discuss this badly flawed proposal, I'll be watching. Watching? You should do more than watch, Al. If they approve it as it is, Al says, I'll be outraged, and you should be too. Well, all I can say is enough is enough. Ladies and gentlemen, how would you like to be sitting home tomorrow night at 5 o'clock Central Time and find out that the National Intel Report was no longer going to be heard because government made a decision that, well, John Stadtmuller and everybody on his network was speaking out against public officials or was inciting people to action of one form or another, involvement, I like to call it. How would you feel? Because that's what they're moving towards. One little bit and piece at a time. Enough is enough. tell Uncle Reem us to keep his damn hands off the internet. Don't donate a plug nick to his campaign or any Democratic cause. Hurt him in the pocketbook. In the pocketbook. Boycott any special interest who appears to support this evil Marxist attempt to subvert the constitutional guarantee of free speech. Have any of you noticed that these evil corporations who are allegedly trampling the rights of American citizens are only evil when they are not contributing campaign money to the politicians who appear to be crafting onerous legislation as a means to extort campaign money and media attention and voter support for them? Truth be told, the government represents the worst-case scenario when it comes to covering up its own egregious actions, whether they relate to the plundering of the national treasury on behalf of the special interests, oy vey? Plundering of the national interest on behalf of how much money do they need to send to Israel? Or covering up their own malfeasance? Or simply preserving the political power of the incumbency to promote their toxic political agenda. Thank you. My friends, one needs only to scan the ClimateGate emails or the WikiLeaks dispatches to realize how corrupt and vain and foolish and stupid our politicians not only appear but are. That's why they want to control the internet. You see, considering the speed at which information flows on the internet and the ability of those of like mind to communicate with one another, that makes the internet more powerful than all of the broadcast media when it comes to people who are willing to take action on what they believe. And that, my friends, is precisely for that reason that the government seeks to exert control over the internet. Now, keeping all of this in mind, Dan, I'll try to remember to plug the information in. I'm running out of here real fast tonight. I keep promising to go to the club, and I never get there. Well, guess what? I have to go tonight. I have a commitment. So I'll be booking out of here just minutes after we get off the air. But my phone will be with me. And you may want the number. I want you to write a couple things down. And I just want you to stick them on a magnet on your refrigerator. Stick it on the wall next to your toilet paper roll in case you happen to make or take phone calls while you're in the library, excuse me. First of all, I represent Republic Trading Group, which is the main financial leg of Republic Broadcasting Network. I was brought here because I have in excess of a half a century with a personal hand-on experience and knowledge with most things precious metal, gold, silver, a little bit of platinum, coinage. I bought my first two gold coins at the age of 12. They were German 20 mark pieces from Hamburg. Yeah, neat coins. I've never looked back. In just over 2 months, I will be 63 years of age, and I will run rings around most people that are half my age or less. Oh, physically, they may be able to outdo me, but mentally, few can. I'm not laying claim to something I'm not. That's not the issue. I had a long talk with Mayo today. I don't mean the clinic. And we talked about this situation about being in our age, people who can write legibly, who read, who understand the ABCs. ABC, you and me, baby, 1, 2, 3. Forget it, not that kind of ABCs. There's a study out yesterday that says people who can write have a greater degree of intelligence. Kids today, their writing is illegible. It seems to like skip. My daughter's writing is beautiful. My son's is illegible. My first granddaughter, her writing is quite legible, beautiful, very artistic. She doesn't like to read, though. I try to change that. I find things for her to read that are interesting, that challenge her, and she likes that. That's what's wrong with kids today. They're not being challenged. I want you to write a couple things down. The phone number for Republic Trading Group is 800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Now, most of the time when I'm away from the office, that phone number follows me everywhere I go. I can't tell you the number of people who call and get my voicemail. I will tell you right now, when you call that 800 number, you're going to get one ring. It's going to then forward to my cell phone if I'm away. I may answer my cell phone right away. I may not be able to get to it right away, but usually 3, 4, 5 rings, I'm going to be there. If you get to my voicemail, don't run away from it. It's obvious you wanted to talk to me about something. Leave me your name and a phone number. I will call you back on my nickel. And I'm glad to do that. But hang on to that number, 800-691-7898. Also, I want you to be familiar with our email, because when I come on the air and I share with you very special offerings for gold or silver or books or magazines or gas masks or whatever you want to talk about, you're going to be able to reach me a lot faster on email in most instances. The email address is gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com. If you can find your way to the website, republictradinggroupinternational.com, over on the right-hand column, scroll down till you see the little box that says Contact Us. It has our name, Republic Trading Group, our address on Double Creek Road, our suite number. By the way, if you mail us something, make sure you put the suite number on it. Round Rock, Texas, the phone number, and in gold-colored lettering, surprise, surprise, is an email address. And that's a link. And if you click on it, it'll take you, open up your email browser, and allow you to send me an email. And if you're interested in a special, you want to talk about your IRA, your 401k, you got an inquiry about something you bought some time ago, if you've got a product on order and you haven't received it yet, a lot of times I don't know that until you tell me. Don't get mad. Let me know so I can track it down for you. It doesn't happen too often, but it has happened on occasion. But those are the two best ways to get a hold of me. And now, what we introduced during the last hour, this week's Bob Chapman special. I was ecstatic to be able to get this one. It's special number 717. When you go to the website, republictradinggroupinternational.com, once again, scroll down the right-hand column until it comes to the section that says Pages. Click on where it says The Treasure Hunt. Or if you get the banner that says this week's treasure hunt, little treasure chest with flashing gold coins, click on that one. I want you to read everything there is to be read about this very coin. I've not been able to get these, not on a guarantee, for over 3 years. You call me up and say, Jeff, I want to get some Swiss 20 franc pieces. No problem. I can get them. But I have not been able to guarantee pre-1933 Swiss 20 franc Helvetica's or Vernelli's for over 3 years. If I get 1,000 coins in, I'm lucky if 20 of them have been pre-1933. They've all been 1947s, 45s, stuff like that. I love these. They're private. They're secure. Don't call me about Swiss annuities. Jeff, I want to buy Swiss francs. Well, most people that say that, they're talking about they want to hold Swiss paper francs in their hands. Buy the real thing. Look, gold is enjoying its most aggressive and sustained bull market in a quarter of a century or more. You've heard the stories, experts predicting gold going to 1,500 to 2,000. Some say 5,000, some say 7. Doesn't matter what it goes to. What's the dollar going to do? take advantage of this temporary buying opportunity to increase your core position with classic pre-1933 Swiss 20-franc coins. They're about a fifth of an ounce of gold, standard European size. I found these coins today in my research, ranging in price for $296. One company as high as $530 a coin. I about vomited when I saw that. And this was a big company, like one of the ones that advertise on Fox News. They've got people paying darn near twice what the coins are worth. And I guess these people are suckers enough to do it. But we're not at $296, and I'm damn sure not pricing them at $530 a piece. You want one, two, three, four coins? I can do it. $292 a coin. Bingo. Now, if you want to take advantage of this week's Bob Chapman offering, pick up at least the 20 package. Yeah. $5,840 will deliver you 20 pre-1933 Swiss 20-franc pieces, gold. You will, at your discretion, receive your choice of a free subscription to Bob's renowned international forecaster newsletter. You'll get a subscription renewal. If you're getting ready to your subscription's about up, let me know. I'll extend it another year. I'll get you a gift subscription for mom and dad. If you don't need any of that, take the free shipping. Ask for special number 717. Now look, one lucky customer can acquire a master pack of 100 units. That's two full rolls. That's like two and a half rolls, actually. $28,689. If you've been looking for these, they don't come along very often anymore. Years ago, they were a staple. That's all I would accept was pre-1933s. Haven't been able to get them in a long time, not in any degree of quantity. Now, I'm going to share with you, and I know it's almost Christmas. You're doing your last-minute shopping. Johnny and Susie need their little G.I. Joe dolls and their Xboxes and their little Razor scooters or whatever it is you're out there buying them. Buy them the gift of the future. Stop giving them the worthless gift of today. Pick up a couple of gold pieces. Put them away for these kids. That's what I do. Yeah, there's gold put away for you, you little pumpkin head. You know, my granddaughter's here. She's almost 11. She's 10 and a half. She's been holding and carrying and counting gold coins for me since she was about 2.5 years of age. She knows how to hold them. She doesn't put her smarmy little greasy fingers all over them. She holds them on the edge the way you're supposed to. She knows the game. She knows the rules. The way she's hopping around like a bunny, I think she also knows where the gold is right now. Yeah, it's up in the bag. Give me a call, folks. 800-691-7898. But you know what? I am going to be out for a few hours, but don't let that stop you. Shoot me out an email. I'll take care of it all when I get back in. Till the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again, I am Spartacus. Nobody has, and I got you.
Ever climbing.